On Saturday, Ruth and the Nusi angler fished hard all day. They had a final count of 23 salmon to 30 anglers to 29 pounds, adding 250 rockfish. They got the majority of salmon off Bodega Head and the rockfish out around the Russian River. Rick said that the salmon are spread out in pockets up and down the coast from PT Reyes to Salt Point, and success depends on location and timing. Here on Saturday 7 to 13 morning, the winds have dropped to just 6 knots after reaching 18 last night. We are sure there is a huge lineup at the ramps, as hundreds of boats arrive for the weekend mayhem. Chris Smith on the Mad Dog reported limits of salmon for 6 anglers at 9 a.m. New 6-pack Chris Smith of the Smith clan brother James on the Caledon is offering trips on the Mad Dog out of Bodega through July, area code 510-417-5557. After a day of slower action and fish per rod scores, party boats were back loading up on limits on Friday 7 to 12. Rick Powers on the New Sea Angler reports they fished Arch Rock to start, but he ended up running south to join the 200 to 300 private boats off the head. He reported 22 limits to 34 pounds. Vince on the Miss Anita has been reporting limits every day this past week. Most private boats reported limits, but others are occasionally just watching everyone else look around them. Overall, most private anglers are coming home with limits of fish running 15 to 25 and up to 35 pounds. Private boaters can expect long lines daily through August. There are no secret launch spots and everyone else has a game plan. I suggest that everyone pack plenty of patience, work, and try to learn from your fellow boaters and leave the attitude at home. It's a fantastic year, let's all enjoy it while it lasts. A customer of Rick's, Ray Castro, sent in this report. Check out this monster salmon I hooked with Rick Powers on the New Sea Angler on Wednesday, July 10, 13 out of Bodega Bay. The only scale I could find on the boat bounced between 31 to 34 lbs. I didn't measure the length, but what an epic battle. The beast drug me from the starboard side by the wheelhouse all the way to the port side stern side of the boat. After about 10 minutes and a lot of cooperation from other fishermen raising their rods, dipping their rods, and unraveling about, no kidding, 20 twists around one other angler's line near the end of the battle, the deckhand landed it on the first shot with the net. Woo! Our group landed 6 very nice fish, and lost 5 others. What a day on the water! We even took 4 limits of rockfish home as well. Rick had us on fish all day, and I mean all day. We didn't leave the fishing grounds until 4 p.m. Great captain, great deckhands, trophy fish. Please pass on to your readers on Rick's ability to fish hard and long for the clients he charters. He wouldn't leave until everyone had fish.